AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Today was the 23rd straight day that temperatures have peaked at or above 110 degrees in Phoenix. Locals say the heat is turning their homes into air fryers. KPHO-TV's Emma Lockhart from Arizona.
Phoenix fire paramedic and engineer Crispin Chavira says this summer has been unrelenting. Most of their patients in this heat, the elderly and homeless.
So someone calls in because they see somebody like just at the bus stop that hasn't moved and 118 degree days that we've been having, that's not normal.
Some calls are a matter of life and death.
Weather is also an issue if you're taking a flight this summer. CBS's Christina Ruffini is in Washington.
The FAA says weather and the volume of flights were actually the biggest drivers of delays in the last year, and that it's working to hire more air traffic controllers, as well as launching new online videos that explain to passengers in real time what's happening in the sky.
We're watching this very closely, and we're hoping to get around it.
But flight disruptions aren't the only challenge for travelers. A massive backlog of passport applications has potential international passengers waiting up to 13 weeks for documents.
To Memphis, where five people were shot, including a child. It happened in the Parkway Village area, and one person was killed. WREG-TV's Ashley Paul is on the scene.
We can confirm that one man who was brought here to Methodist University Hospital has died. The entire road was blocked off as investigators worked to piece together what happened. Police tell us in addition to the one man who died, two women were brought to St. Francis Hospital in critical condition.
Actor Jamie Foxx says he went to hell and back, but is now recovering. Correspondent Adriana Diaz.
Oscar and Grammy winner Jamie Foxx said on social media that he's recovering from the medical condition that sent him to the hospital in April. He didn't disclose the illness.
I didn't want you to see me with tubes running out of me and trying to figure out if I was going to make it through.
The 55-year-old star of Ray and Django Unchained thanked his fans for their love and support.
Overseas now, where Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he needs to undergo a procedure to get a pacemaker. He says a week ago a monitoring device was implanted, and that showed that he needed a pacemaker. Well, his words come as tens of thousands of people marched on the main highway into Jerusalem after a multi-day march from Tel Aviv protesting Netanyahu's proposed judicial overhaul. He says the measure would curb what he calls the excessive power of unelected judges. Critics say it would destroy the system of checks and balances. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
There's a right way and a wrong way to fight off mosquitoes. Karate chopping the air in a public place in front of your kids and their friends,
Mom,
is the wrong way. Using STEM mosquito repellent is the right way. STEM effectively repels mosquitoes by harnessing active ingredients found in plants like lemongrass and peppermint, making it safe for use as directed around people and pets. STEM, rooted in nature, optimized by science, and embarrassment-free.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows of aloft around 56. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, high of 86. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 59. Temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me.
Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.